Yeah,
first of all, it's the Gemara Lamid Amid Beis, the Sugya of Kibud Av Ve'Eim. I'll say the name when we get up to it, because we got to first introduce the Gemara. Kol Mitzvos Av Leben. We did the other part inside. Let's see how Isha. What? Should I do it now? You saw it though, right? Let's see Isha. Minolam dechsev kuh nashim v'li debanim banos kuh d'vneichem nashim yes v'nzeichem tenu la nashim bishlam b'noi b'yadoi, which means, what does it mean b'noi b'yadoi? B'noi b'yadoi, I understand he has to marry up his son because that's b'yadoi. Alabito b'yadoi, but his daughter b'yadoi is in his hands to get him married. So what does that mean? So Rashi and Ksuvas says, Rashi here doesn't really say, right? Rashi by us says that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, where is it? Ah, I'm looking in the wrong place. Okay, Elabita Biyodi, bit me up. Kumdok la hagyola la nashim la siya. Domar kovis, but the same, tuna la nashim. So, okay, so Rashi in Suda says, Bichiderich isha lachzer al ish. So that means, the idea is, that's not the derech that, you know, you go and, you know, look for a chosin. Look for a kala. The chosin looks for the kala. The kala doesn't look for the chosin necessarily. Not the derech. She's running after him.
Sit around and wait. The big problem today with twice the number of
Isha doesn't not locks of Isha. Isha is locks of Isha.
I mean, you know,
in the Torah, you see that well, we got Isha wives.
You're talking
about
as far as Yitzhak and Yaakov.
Right.
Right,
you don't find the opposite.
That's what it means, a big dog. That's what it means. What is it?
I don't know. It's not as that. It's meaning, a chosin goes and says, oh, do I want this kala? Do I want this kala? Shemps her out.
No.
The kala waits for him to find her. Yeah, nowadays it's probably not exactly like that. You know, both people look into it and whatever. Yeah. So that the derech to go find boys to bring them to the house, you know. This one is this one. Derech was the other way around. So what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to do your shtadlis? So Gemara says, the shtadlis is to make her attractive. Right? Nitin lamidi, give her a dowry. Right? Hochi kamarlu. Nitin lamidi, v'lov shei. V'noch asei. Kega the kof tzolayin shei. No. Yeah.
And again, so therefore, by a son, it means what? It means actually go
and find the girl.
Get out there.
But by the daughter, it means, you know,
enable her
to be found. That's insane.
And therefore they'll come to
him. Right. And therefore they will come.
Yeah, but putting on the name to two people so I can
come. Right.
So people use their dying
character. Could be. In a certain sense. Okay, that's what's your issue. Jeremy pointed out a good point. He said, he's not here to hear me say that. Usually you find chiyuvim, the father has to do the son, is when the son doesn't have his own chiyuvim. But here it's a funny thing. You're talking about a boy who's already by mitzvah. The Gemara said before, between 16 to 22, So it's an interesting chiyuv. It's a chiyuv on the father. Why is it chiyuv on the father? Right, but we usually, we never find such a thing, really, right? You have someone who's chayv in mitzvahs. And you have someone else has the chiyuv to take care of that mitzvah for him. Once he gets there, turn 13, he has to do his own opinion of Ben. Once he turns 13, he has chayv in his own mila. Oh, we either shy because the father's still chayv. Yes, you're right. So here, maybe it wasn't ogeya before he was 13, but he was too young then. There wasn't ogeya then. True, emes, but it is a shtickle chiddush that now that he is old enough, it's a father's chiv. So well, it's his own chiv.
Why should it be any different than
chiv a bit of chavero? Oh, that, okay, but that's but here it's a specific chiv on the father.
Right, because that's the person that's suited
to it. It's the type of thing that's...
I think it's great. I think actually...
No.
It shows you that it's that chivas are...
Who's the person who can in this field who is the to me?
Once a boy's 13, I don't have to feed him, I don't have to clothe him, I don't have to love him.
No.
I don't have to.
Once he's much younger than 13, you're not kind of that. 6, 7, 8, something like that. After that, it's chesed. It's chesed, yes. It's chesed. But here, it's not mashma, it's chesed. It's mashma specific. Okay, if it's just a chesed and the father's the best, the one most suited to carry out that chesed. Okay. Okay.
Maybe it's something that's so important, and he has no clue of what it involves. In the
he can't do it
the
himself.
Person to him who knows what this is all about. So, getting married, sitting with the family, and
it sounds more like okay, he's the best one suited to help him out. But
you tell me that for sure. This is the continuation of the Am. This is true revu. This is. Look what makes the world go around? This is too important.
Look at it more. Maybe it's more of a chiyuv in the father. Meaning, it's less you're helping out the son, and it's more your father's role. Part of my role. It's like I have to do a lot of other roles. Part of my role is the one who gets my son.
Why do I bring a kid into the world? It's to continue the chain, continue the thing. It's not finished till he gets married.
It's true, but once you turn 13, it's your chiyuv. The father was going to prove you. The son was not. It's his chiyuv. You're right, that's what it's saying here. But I'm saying, I mean, the truth is, it's a pasuk in Nach. It's not, meaning it could be that it's just Chazal understood, meaning it is different than Mila. Right. Chazal understood from this pasuk that, this is what you should be doing. And is that, don't look at it like a chi of, so if he's 13, let him do it himself. No. It's part of what you do. What? Right, no, exactly. Mila, opinion of Ben, that we understand. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. If you're too young, your father's chayvin it. Once you grow up, you're chayvin it. But this is more, like you're saying, this is more just the Novi speaking out, that this is what you should be doing as a father. So, in a chanami. Pause it for 1 second. I have to get a tissue, I'm sorry. Yeah, back in action. Okay, fine. So that's the idea of Lasio Yishin. Now, then it says, Olam the Umnis, teach him an Umnis. Minolan, Amachizki, the Makro. So two pshatim in the pasuk. Im isha mamish, if it means literally an isha. Shem shechayv lasiu isha kachayv lam domnis. So we learn from the pasuk. Chosik is chayv to give him a wife. Is chayv to teach him domnis. Im isha sherehavto. Im toiri, and if the isha means the Torah, because we're married to the Torah. Meuras, like it says, ma'atuk imarasha ala meurasa. It's a Gemara. So then. Then we can learn out the same thing. So an Eichai means an Omnis that you can live with, that it'll sustain you. And Imisha is a Hekesh, so we learn out from the Isha part. Either it's a Chiv Yisha Mamish or the Chiv Tam Torah, but the Omnis is learned out from there. Fine. But Yehoshua Mamapla Shit Menar, my time Yichi Yusu, also because that will save his life. If you don't teach him omnis, you're teaching him to rob. You're teaching him to rob. Hello. If you taught him to rob. My by now, if you taught him to rob, because he's going to have to rob to get his money. So, what to view the end of the Tanakh, what's the nafkamina. So, okay, it's a nice marshal what we're saying, but is he being motivated in the Tanakh? The Tanakh already said you have to teach him numnas. What's the chiddush of you? The may be nayu, the Gemara asks. Ikaminayu, the Agmar iska. The ikaminayu is, if you teach him an iska, teach him business. So according to Tanakh is learning rei chai. Teach him a livelihood. That's what Tanakh is learning. So, business is also a livelihood. It's a way to make money. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that won't be enough. That won't be enough. Only an omnis dafka, craft dafka. Why? Because sometimes you can't make a business. Sometimes there's no schachrit. If you know a craft, you can always do that craft. If it's just, you know, some kind of schachrit, that, you know, maybe that's available, maybe it's not available. So then you might be stuck with the listus again. So that's the beauty of adding to the Tanakh Kama. He's saying you have to have mamasha craft. Mamasha umnis. Not just know how to do business. Okay? Now, call mitzvah zahav ben. Here we go. My call mitzvah zahav ben. What does it mean? Ele makom mitzvah sinim chayv abad mebibrei. If you want to say that it means all the mitzvahs the father has to do for the son, and it's saying noshim chayovos, right? This part of the Mishnah says call mitzvah zahav ben echad anoshim echad noshim chayov. They're both chayv. I bat tanya ab chayv le b'noi le mulu le toisoi ovid in imayloi. The Brisa says, when the father is chayv of those mitzvahs, not the mother. So it can mean the mitzvahs that the father does for the son. Now, Frekta Ritva, why do you need to ask this kasha from this Brisa v'hatanya? It can't mean it because of Vahatanya. You should have said even better. It can't mean it because the first line of the Mishnah already means that. The first line of the Mishnah already said, "Kol ha-mitzvot ha-ben al-av, anoshim kayavam, anoshim peturais."
But there was also a question of whether it meant, which kibun it meant.
Oh, so the truth is here, there was also a question. So zok the Ritva like this. Turn back to Chaf Chof Tepsim and Aleph. The Gemara over there, you're right, the Gemara over there says, my kol mitzvah ben rav ilay me kol mitzvah mechay brother mevet abba. If it means all the stuff the son is doing for the father, can't be because nashim peturais. Vatayne ish any ish ela ish shemenayin of the bechule bechule iti ra'u that they're both chayim, which is our gemara now. So the gemara on daf kof tet, the gemara here starts off in two opposite extremes. It's saying the first line of the mishnah kol mitzvah ben rav. Could that mean the stuff the mitzvah of son to the father? Can't be, because the mitzvah says no shepeturos. And when it comes to mitzvahs that the child is to the father, the girl's chayv too. That's one direction it comes from. And that v'amana comes in the other direction. The second line of the Mishnah, kol mitzvah avra ben. Could that mean the mitzvahs that the father does for the son? Can't be, because it says there, echad anoshim, echad anoshim chayavim. And the father, the mitzvah the father has to do for the ben, it's only the father. So Zog the Ritva, both of these questions were asked simultaneously. The Peshat in the Gemara is that in the way it was recorded in the Gemara, it was Bimkoimai in its place. But the way it was brought out among the, when the Amoram discussed it, was these questions were both asked at the same time. The first line of the Mishnah can't mean that because it's the opposite. The second line of the Mishnah can't mean that because it's the opposite. Omer Rav Yehuda in both places. It's Rav Yehuda here in Daf Chof Tes Siman Aleph, and it's Rav Yehuda here in our Gemara Laman Amud Beis. Ein Achinami. The first line in the Mishnah means the mitzvahs that the father has to do for the son, and that's why Noshim are Potter. And the second line in the Mishnah has to do with the mitzvah that the son has to do with the father, and that's why Noshim are Chayiv. That you have to read. That you have to read these two Gemaras. You have to put them together. The mitzvah says, "Shmach." No, in both times, Omer Rav Yehuda. Yeah. Very good. So now, Amar Rav Yehuda. What does this mean? Hachi kamar. Kol mitzvah z'av u'matel esach ben. All the mitzvahs of the father that are mutal on the ben to do. Lasis labib to do for the father. Both the son and the daughter are chayiv. Zok the Gemara, Tanin Eloha, the Tanu Rabbanu. Now, we have what it's saying here in our Mishnah, according to the definition of Yehuda, what it's saying in our Mishnah, we have an Abraisa. Tanin Eloha, the Tanu Rabbanu, usually means we found a smach in the Mishnah for what it says in the following Abraisa. Abraisa is only really reliable if we can find a smach in the Mishnah for it. That's what the Mishnah speak out. I think we spoke that out last time, Tanin Eloha, the Tanu Rabbanu. No, the Ritva spoke it out. Yeah, the Ritva said so in the Pchavtes. So what's the Braisa? Ish. A and the other Ish. Ish Aminai. I only know an Ish is chayiv in the mitzvah for his father, for the afternoon for his father. Ish Aminai. Kshoimer Tiro U Arikan Shnai. So the Pasuk says, Ish Aminai Tiro. Right, this is the same Braisa that the Gemara Chavtes brought as a Kasha to the Abamin over there. Right? So Tirau means both Noshim and Anoshim are Chayiv. If that's true, why does it say Ish? Ish, Sipik Biyodri Lasois. Isha, Ein, Sipik Biyodri Lasois. Why not? The nature just to have a shus acherin ole.
Sipik financial or technical?
Sipik to do the mitzvah. She can't do the mitzvah
because her schedule is her husband's schedule.
Yeah.
She can't afford.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. No.
Well, you don't have to spend money to give it up.
Tosfos says sheish shus acherin ole. Avagav the mitzvah gedel the bayil mit der bonon baalma. Right. Tosfos says. If that's what you meant, the Tosfos is coming to address what you said. Her ma'aseh dying, the money she makes, the fact that goes to her husband is only their bottom. The rice is, it's her money. But Zok Tosfos, but that's at the point. So it could be that was Tosfos happening, it was like you just said. It could be. Yeah? But he's pointing out, and therefore that can't be shot in the pasuk because the pasuk is the rice. That's what she is. She's by the
financial.
Yeah, it's not a financial. She's by the husband taking care of the husband. Machel, Mashke, all this, whatever. And she can't be by the father. Zok the Braisa, or the Gemara, or Marie the Rav and Rav. Miss Kai Shav, she got divorced. Shneim Shavim. Then she's just as chayiv as the. As the brother.
So each says
that she's
married, she shouldn't have to. And
Tiro
said
that
she's not married.
Correct. Each says if she's married, she's potter. And Tiro says when she's not married, she's chai. So why did I have to say Nisgarsha?
What's the kasha Nisgarsha? So I want to say Nisgarsha. Like,
so why did I
have to. It's like because her father is in Kabul to the Shalom.
You're asking.
She doesn't give it to the whole
exclusive majority. Yeah, you're asking why did I have to say Nisgarsha? Why couldn't it just say she's single?
Right. She's married.
Oh, Nisgarsha is an extra chiddush. That even though she was put there for whatever amount of time, the chib comes back.
Does that make sense to you, though? Does that make sense to you, what you just said?
Why can't you get that?
That because she was putter, she's not going to be chayav now?
No.
The only reason she's putter is because it's a technical issue.
No, just saying. When the Gemara wants to bring out the fact that when she's single, she's chayav, why did it bring it out with Nisgarsha as opposed to she never got married yet?
She's not married.
There it is. Nisgarsha is the bigger chiddush because that's saying even after she's putter, she's chayav again.
Why? Because the bigger chiddush.
Why?
Huh? It's a bigger kiddush than someone who was chayiv from the beginning.
It's not that she's out of the father's
rishut.
It's not aliyah anymore.
Why she putter?
Yeah. So why that's why, that's why she's chayiv.
No, because she's chayiv to her husband. If she wasn't chayiv to her husband, then she would never be putter. So what is this guy? She's saying it's alma. It's alma, though.
Same thing. It's alma. He's just saying why that is. Why that is opposed to she's just a single girl in the
family. Yeah, I don't know.
The love is the same.
Married.
But she's chayiv.
Right. question.
So when you would have a happen with that discussion, she's not a man. That's his marathon. Do you have such a happen with
it? I would not. I don't think you. I don't think you.
You're more of a.
What's Tiro is that they're both high.
Correct.
But the only way that comes out for a situation is where she gets divorced. Because again, if she never got married, the exclusion. Each, what's each teaching you? Each is teaching you.
When she's married.
If she's married, she's not. Which means, what's your starting point? Your starting point is that she's single.
Yeah,
she's not married. She's not married.
Yeah, listen to the.
She's not married. Sorry.
Listen to the Ran. The Ran says like Tzvi. Listen to the Ran. Stop talking. Listen. Zuck the Ran. Okay, good. So now I'm happy. Okay, so listen to the Ran. Listen to the Ran. Zuck the Ran. Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Yud Beis Amud Beis. But Daf Yerif. The Ran says like that's what he says. Basically, he says blah 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 blah. Yeah. Nisgarsha. Nisgarsha mi baila. You want to look inside?
I am looking inside.
Right after the big ish. Yeah, right after it says Nisgarsha. She's like her brother in the midst of kibbud. And the chiddush is, don't think that since she got married, the chiyuv is poka from her.
If her husband's not around, he'll have a chiyuv.
She does have a chiyuv.
Why would you think that?
I wasn't
saying
that.
What? I wasn't saying that.
Oh, okay, that's what I told
you. Technical thing, she was shooting for Aliyah, not that she left the father.
It just means, what?
It doesn't say that she left the father's sister. It says that
Aliyah, what you're saying
is not on her anymore.
What you're saying is not Lacha, but you could have a Havim, you know. Once you've graduated from the Chiyuv, you don't go back.
We already said that before. That a man is different than a woman when they're married. We don't need to come along to this guy and tell you that the brother.
One, she's with Shuzah Chayn Malaya, she's a part. And it says, but if she'll get divorced, now she's chayv again. So the Ran just addressing, I think, that kasha. Why did this kasha to tell me that? Just say, a single girl who never got married yet is chayv.
No.
So the Ran just saying, because there's a sefes chiddush in this kasha that you wouldn't necessarily have known.
I think it's very simple.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying very simple. That you start off with Tiro, right?
Tiro.
Then
Uvra
Chayv. Period.
Right.
But then you have a problem, but it says Ish. Oh, what is Ish? Ish is Zuchidish. If she's married, she's not
Chayv.
So then it just says that if she's. So you don't even. So
you don't need for when she's single.
What is.
You don't need for when she's single, no.
Only for.
Because Tirah covers it.
Does she want to. Well, your question is why does Rav say this garbage?
Yes, that. Yeah, or why does he say. What did he teach you with that?
What's the point of Rav teaching you
that? Oh, so it's Alma, no, she's still Chayv, but she's still not Chayv.
No, it doesn't mean that. That's just another way of.
You see, if it doesn't say because Rashut Achirim,
I know that's not what it means.
If it doesn't say Rashut Achirim, I could hear you. They're saying, okay, she's married, so she's positive. So you would think it doesn't matter if she's in the Kasha. She's in a situation where she doesn't go back. But because it gives a reason that it's because Rashut Achirim Aliyah, the Rashut Achirim, she gives the Kasha, Rashut Achirim Lo Aliyah.
I'm not saying that this is the same exact thing, but there are sugars, which we might have had a little bit also, of Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs. That once something's nidcha, we have it by kabbanis. We have it in certain areas.
Yeah,
that we had the mitzvah. I'm saying there are certain concepts where the thing was nidcha from the chiyuv, and then even though now it really should come back, we say hoyel v'nidcha nidcha.
We don't give the reason.
There's such idea.
No, what I'm saying is
the reason.
The reason is bottle.
No, but even I'm saying when the reason is bottle, there's such a thing as hoyel v'nidcha nidcha. There are certain kinds. We see that sometimes by mitzvahs or by kabbonis or by.
Just mean the mitzvah never left her. The mitzvah was always there. It's the fact that her husband was there. That's why she didn't have a chiyuv for the father. That's why the mitzvah is lepaka.
That's why it's lepaka. Enechinami. Okay. Enechinami. Enechinami.
Then you could then you got the person who was. It's like when you're saying, you know, the mitzvah is always there. That's exactly the point.
The question is, if the only reason why a married woman.
It's really? Butter, it's because there's a chemer leah, which is
then,
true.
Then, it doesn't make sense. I need a chiddush to teach me the discussion because that reason is that.
Yeah, but again, whenever we talk about dichoy, it always means the reason went away. And Abba Bichin, there are certain instances in halacha where it remains nidche even though the reason
but
went away.
But it was never nidche.
I don't think that it was did go away. The reason it was nidche because of the reason went away. I think there's other reasons
it
made it impossible to do it.
Okay, practically speaking,
if her husband went away for 3 years, she would probably be chayav the mitzvah.
That I don't know. That I don't know. That I don't know.
If the husband went away for 3 years.
Yeah, the husband's not around.
I don't know if it means that. I don't think it means that.
Like well,
Chiyah Tamid Dikisa, but like Chiyah Tamid Torah.
I
said there's no other.
Tom said, I don't want to go with your parents. Right. Period.
Yeah, so.
So she can't.
Okay.
So she is.
That's
conservative.
Okay, I'm saying, let's say he doesn't say that. Let's say it's Rabbi Akiva and he goes away and learns for 12 years. She won't be Chiyah?
That's a good question. I'm not so sure it should be Chayav.
Because I don't think
it's
what complicates marriage. No. That will complicate marriage.
No, it won't complicate marriage.
She said, "Wait a minute, but I can't."
No, now you're talking like a woman in a motion. That's not what I'm
asking. No,
no, the marriage. He goes on a business trip for 6 months.
What's the reason to begin with?
He goes on a business trip for 6 months. He says, "You can do whatever."
He's not around.
And then her father says, I need to go to the Makola. The Shebechir. He goes on a business trip for 6 months and says, move back to your mother's house. I'm not paying rent. And then the father says, I need to go to the Makola. The Shebechir to take him, yes or no? I don't want to pay rent for the next 6 months. Move back to your parents' house. Well, she tells him she doesn't have to do it.
Shaila, I don't know. I'm not so sure she's got it.
Tough luck, Dad.
Just a chemo lens.
It depends. Also, if the husband.
It means
that when she's married,
what he wants.
When she's obligated to somebody else, the obligation to somebody else trumps the mitzvah that she has to do now.
It's more than that. Maybe in your extreme case, maybe, I don't know.
Is the mitzvah still there?
It's not like the mitzvah Talmud Torah. The minute you're freed up, you're chayav to learn. I don't think that's what it means.
You hold it's like Hataras Nadar. Whoever can do Bimah to her is dead, her neighbor.
No, it's a toy as long as you're married. Now, it could be your case. It could be then your chayav, but that's nichlal. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's not like 5 minutes running back and forth like that. It's not. Buzz is, right now he's not asking me to do anything. That means
Rishus Achamola, she is kuf of Tim. But if the situation comes around,
if he goes,
she's not
if he leaves. Okay, it's a good Shaila, I don't know. They're still married, but he's away for a year. I don't know. This Garsh is Mashma. That has to be the end of the marriage. Brazil. Maybe not, I don't know. It's possible, I'm not sure.
I'm not going on this trip for 6 months.
Yeah, fine, I hear. I don't know. But anyway, Ron says that's the chiddush. Now, here's the interesting thing. The Ron, did you notice there was a word the Ron used? The Ron used, besides the chiddush, besides that, the Ron says that she becomes chayv like her brother. She's chayv like her brother. The mitzvahs covered.
What's with Moira?
Oh. Rashi also says,
all
in Rashi,
it's all here, baby.
This guy should be Baila.
It's all here.
No, second, it's not. He's saying this. This guy should be Baila. Harei kachia b'mitzvahs kibbutz. Why are Rashi and the Ran both, not just Rashi and the Ran both, wait. Rambam, Perish Mishnayis. Right after the Rosh.
Because it's never Pakamir for
one
her.
Second. The Rambam and Perish Mishnayis, right after the Rosh. One second. The Rambam says. Elim Aisa Ishabulas Baal. When she's married. Shenchiv aleh mitoris hakovoit. Elo mashef shem yadol asoyz b'nei ista baila mechiyov aleh mitoris hazibu. First of all, the Rambam's mashma like that you're in your case to be chayv. Mashef shem yadol asoyz.
The Rambam's mashma that I am right.
Okay, that's true. The Rambam's mashma mashef shem yadol asoyz. She is chayv to do. But otherwise, she's butter. Butter from what? The Rambam says specifically, the mitzvah of covet. Now, we know that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of covet, and there's a mitzvah of moira. The Braisa says it explicitly. Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We look at Lamed Aleph Amid Beis at the bottom. At the bottom, Ton Rabbanan, Ezu Moira, Ezu Kibbut. What's Moira? What's Kibbut? Moira lo Amid Bim Koimoi, lo Yachim Bim Koimoi, lo Yisoyis Moira, lo Machriyoi. Kibbut, Machel, Mashke, Malbish, Machase, Machnes, Moitzi. So why do you think the Rambam, the Ran, and Rashi all chap on the mitzvah of kibbut over here and not the mitzvah of moira? So you say is why? Because bishlam in the mitzvah of kibbut, you want to say she's busy with iskei baila, so she can't go ahead and be machil and mashke the father. But because she's busy with her husband, she needs to be soises the baruch of the father, or yoshib and koima of the father. It's a reason about the from moira. No. In Svara Lechaira, the Svara is the dad which we're pottering her from the mitzvah, because man, she's married, it's a mitzvah's cover, not mitzvah's Moira. Now, if you look, the Marsha on
the Pasuk is Moira.
One second. This is the Marsha on Toysus. One second. The Marsha, we're going to get to all this. I hear what everybody's asking, but I'm going in order. One second. The Marsha on Toysvis. The above the Marsha. Chav Laman of the Beis in Toysvis. He says, Toysvis in the Masa of Shech, Meshish Tachem, Alev, Alva Gav, the Maisi Adel. Two line Marsha. Maisi Adel, Lo Shai Chacha, Gabe Moira, and the Gabe Kibud.
The Marsha, you never heard of the
Marsha? Come on, Vayein, Bazebra, Eim. Now this Re'eim, the Marsha quotes, is the Re'eim which we're going to learn about in the Peirush we're going to start right now. The Marsha is bringing a Re'eim that again, the Marsha is saying, Toys discussed the Ma'aseh Yadayim over here. That's definitely something which is only, Toys said it's the Rabbanan. That's why we're not talking about Ma'aseh Yadayim, but Toys at least held that if the Ma'aseh Yadayim would be the Raisa, then that's a discussion over here. So Mashiach brings their aim, but the Gabi Moira, these things are not Shaykh. Only the Gabi Kobe the Shaykh. Now that aim is going to be the aim that we're about to see inside. We're about to see the aim itself inside. But we see that the Rashi, the Ran, and the Rambam version of Mishnayos, and the Mashiach is quoting this for aim, which we'll see in a minute, all hold that the discussion here is a discussion of Kibbut, not a discussion of Moira. That's clear. And the Chayra, we understand why. We understand what the Svara is. That the Svara is that pottering her because she's busy with taking care of her husband, all that makes sense for Kavan, not for Moira. So comes along Rabbi Rucham Fishel Berlau in his papers from Sajid Goyen's Book of Mitzvahs, Sefer HaMitzvahs, a papers which we saw took him 40 years to write. 14 of the 40 years locked up in a room. And he says like this. He's going to say something which is going to go against the diuk that we just said in all three of these Rishonim. The Medayik and the Rambam and Rashi. The Davka Chapik on to Kovet. He got out of the way to say Kovet. The Rambam, it's right after he lists what's Kovet and what's Moira. And he goes down to the way he says, she's part of the mitzvah's kibbut. The real Mishal Perlau is going to bring, or Re'eim also learns that way. Re'eim we'll see in Chumash. Re'eim in Chumash also learns that way. We have to deal with the problem that if that's true, so why is it written in the Pasuk of Moira? That's what you're asking. And then we have to see, even in Svara, if there's room to learn differently. Because everybody's starting to say over here now. If we are going to learn differently, then it's going to be a chiddush because the Rishonim are all mashma not that way. So we'll have to see if we can find a reason for Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlau to yisaymek on. Otherwise, he's saying something which is against all these Rishonim. So let's start it. Let's start it and see. He's going to go through everything. So he starts out with the Yesod.
Oh, sorry.
He starts out with the Yesod like this. Let's go. We're going to go inside. We'll try to blend this together inside over the next day or two. Kabe derecha yorim beham, that's of Sadra Goyen's words. Kabe derecha yorim beham. This is kibbutz aveim, this is your mayra aveim. Mitzvahs kabbutz, this is mayra aveim, shtey mitzvaseyein. The two separate mitzvasei. Laskom is called a rishonim. Moni ha mitzvahs kubim. All the rishonim will count the mitzvahs. Yeah, all the rishonim will count the mitzvahs. Some reason that there's a Kabbalah, there's Taryag mitzvahs, and the rishonim have a whole machlokes in which one's which. Which is a chiddush, because you would have said, well, whatever it's under the Torah, just do. No matter how many, no matter the number, doesn't matter which one's which, do the mitzvahs. So, Taryag. So that's the money on mitzvahs. So they all counted as two. Habahad, the Siyoto, the Ram, the Mechosiyato, yeah, all of them. The Chaymon, the Rabbeinu Agoyin, the Saj Agoyin also counted as two. Aval, Tzorechim, Bezet, Tuva, the Vidar, the Zal, the Moshe Nebar. Now, he's coming to ask the Kasha of Saj Agoyin why he counted as two, he should have only counted as one. But that Kasha is not the main, we're not going to really deal with that so much. I just want to bring out what the mitzvahs are over here. Yeah. In the current year, bar the oiver. Now, what's the problem? In the current year, bar the oiver. I'm going to say the mara of aim. Loi, I'm going to say the mara of the oiver. The legam, I'm going to say the kavod. The chayre, it's logical. Then, whenever a person's over on moira, he's also over in kavod. The kol shoyis the bar mamaram the dash ain't yiras heard of a panov ain't the gazuz gvoid bechvoidim yosim zeh. Right? If you be over on moira, so is the bar of yosim and koimov. That's definitely Zilzim and his covet. Or shouldn't it be? She says, about the Oiver covet also. What the Tanab is a fraud. My son of the Talmud, the Bishami, Avis of Murray is a keeper. Murray and Omi McCoy of the Ishmael Coyne of the Sages, the Barbel and Machrioi, keeping Marco, Mashka, Mavish, Mana, Matas, and Moiti. She's saying, I, Argamara, the Bryce that Argamara brings is Mashma, that those things are Murray and not covet. There's a list of Murray and a list of covet. I want to say it's all covet. I want to say even on the things that the list of Moira are also covered. The Bryce Mashu not that way. She says, no, in the El Forish at Bormen of Nosum Takar Shem Kibbut, with Bormen Shachlem Shem Moira. The Bryce is splitting up. What's in the category of covered? It's in the category of Moira. I'm a coach, you can come up with the service of Bormen Machriya. The label of Ashu Oiva best of the Moira. Oiva not best of the Kibbut. But it's still true that whatever a person's Oiva on those things which are the list of Moira are all, is also going to be Oiva on the Mitzvah of Kibbut. Yeah. Meaning the Bryce is just saying that there are two categories, which is true. The things which are directly covered, things are directly Moira. But he that's what the Bryce says. But he's saying, but it's still true. When you're over Moira, you also open covered. Yeah.
That's over, but being became
the correct, that's what he's saying. No one's arguing that. That's what he's saying. And the Bryce, don't think the Bryce is saying that like me. The Bryce could also agree to what I'm saying. And that's what he means.
I'm saying to be kind, the mitzvah is separate. To be over, they might go together.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
Like a technicality.
Yeah.
So why should be.
Why are they not two separate mitzvahs?
Lush and there's like 35 million lav and I could be over.
We didn't talk about. He didn't ask any questions about two different mitzvahs yet.
He's just stating something now.
He's setting up what how it works. I will call Jesus Malcolm my people says Machido Lobovach or even best of Mira. Every name was in the keeper. Sherry Pogea Bezebek Vaidog. He's Pogea in the covenant of his father. Valkane, therefore. Valkane, therefore. Leka Nafkusa Basay the Mira. The only Nafkamina in the midst of Mira, since every time you're over in Mira, you're anyway being over in covenant, meaning covenant dictates. Covenant dictates. Lo Yeshem Kaimo, the absent of all these things.
That's
so the only No, the kava dictates that also. So the only nafka mina of moira is because they love our love. Shnei Esin. Do you know what to say? Moira doesn't add anything else. Okay, mashma, but the minimum berakamit kedushin. And now he wants to prove it. A few gemaras which are going to come up over the next couple of lot. Boy, my name Rabbi Udbar, I didn't give it out. I'm a little lot. Say, Rumasa, Mavtech Munich, which is coming up in the next Omid, the Maif, so Dama Minasino. Tachas me a shesh of Abba below Tziroi. Show it away, I didn't give it out. I'm a little Tziro, by Mavtech Munich, that was a little Tziroi. Is that? Okay. But raise a bad eye, my shade of Matar's Villa, I view it, Lord Mishnah, so you become Mairo. Now, the Gemara says, here's an example that he didn't wake him up. Didn't wake him up with the list of Myra. To get him tsar, to get him night, that'd be the list of Myra. Vimkain, Heikhim Baisla didn't keep it. The middle of the night, keep it away. The Gemara is saying that Heikhim keep it away. It's bringing you up and saying, you know how far you have to go. And it brings an example of Myra. Myra, that's something else. Elevada must be a Korchok. Mishum the Bavarians and say the Myra, it cannot be said to keep it. Ulachi Shaykh and Namila said to keep it. That's also showing you how far you have to go for kibbutz, because that is also a chelik of kibbutz. That's what he says. V'chein mukach, another raya, midamin and daflam edbei, shawl is the blessed, rechim kibbutz abeim, omele gedishituch aniki bizken al yam b'fonov, you can throw your wallet into the ocean, v'en machlimoi, v'rei, k'shen machlimoi, when you're not machlim him, when you don't scream at him, v'adein b'davaz esit the kovit, v'lo shayach b'zeh le esit the meirah, that's on the meirah list. That's on the Meirah list. Am I currently keeping it? Why are they saying Arich and keep it out the aim? Again, another raya. Because if he would have been machnim in, besides being over on the mitzvah, say Meirah, over Nami Besi, the covenant is also over on covenant. Sharei, Mizalze, Bogei, Bechvoidoi, Hilkoch, Korilei, Kibun. Another raya. Bechemi, the part of Chosim, Bechemi, the Rabbuna, Vedum, Rafsach, Bechvoidoi, Lukhne, Iver. It says he's testing him, right? He's like testing him to see. He would scream at him. He says, you're going to be able to look at you there. Pirush Rashi. And then when Rav says, Chabam al-Abu, Amid the Barisco, maybe he'll say something angry. Because Rav Puna, Mishab Lepnei Yiver, Shagoyim Lepnei Lachtoi, it causes his son to sin. Varei, Shaloi Zalzaz Abi, but Varem, Mekal, Asid and Mayro. Again, if you would be screaming at him, that would be called Mayro. The Bamesh Nizam, Mishab Koi, Bechavid Abi, but Varem Koshim, Adain, Em, Mishab, Kibbut, Kimel, Asid, Kibbut. Not to be him with hard, sharp words, that's not kibbutz, that's mayra. El the mishum zaras to say the mayra yeshba. Umi the makushani hasam Allah. So when the Gemara answers over there, the makal el yakre, he was mayra, was kovit. Mashma, the chashub le bechlav, as he the kibbutz. What does mean mayra ye kovit help? We're talking about mayra. Teretz is, once I make the kovit, so the mitzvah that's talking about there is the mitzvah of kibbutz, not the mitzvah of mayra. Not the mitzvah bar, the mitzvah kibbutz. I mean, that still needs a hezber because, yeah, so he's saying when he was Michael, it helps for kibbutz, it doesn't help for Myra. So, but then the Gemara's kash with the Iver should still stand with God with the Myra. But that's a problem, no? He doesn't really address that. He's saying, well, yeah, okay, that's still a, you bring a ride in that Gemara, that would be, to scream at him is also covered, because otherwise, what would be being Michael on your covered help? So it must be it's covered. Okay, true, so I understand, now it helps. But it's also Myra, and if Michael on your cover doesn't help for the Myra, so then, it lets one to Michael on it schlaps along both. So he'd be putted from the murder also.
He's not really being Michael
on his murder.
He's not being Michael
on his cover. That's what
I'm saying.
Michael on his cover.
No, he has to be
Michael. If Michael would not also be covered, then that would help.
You can't do.
There's no more vote.
Just yeah,
But the only reason it helps is because Meir is Nichla on Kibbut. Yeah. If Meir is not Nichla on Kibbut, then Mechilus on your Kibbut is going to help to stop prevent the Meir, the Isser, the Bittu Mitzvah of Meir.
Two separate mitzvahs, but it's called Kibbut on Meir. Okay.
No. Any Mishum is right about you, fine. Who do I have fine. Elevade Mukach Mizad, the Zaz, the Viva, the Nami, but said to keep it, give it Essie the Meir. Must be his over and keep it just in his over and Meirah. That's why he calls it COVID. Shutagumah shall keep it below Shana. Rami Yikra means covenant in Aramis, in Aramaic. Well, Ma'ata. Now here he says it's Kasha. Again, it's not our main focus, but it's a nice Kasha. Well, Ma'atim came. If you talk about Shabbin or Goyim Zal, he says the Derek of Absajan Goyim is to be Chok a Yoytim Zeh. Any case like this one, Eno Mayne Ela Esse Shekulal Es Yoytim. When you have one essay that Koylel the other essay plus, then the Derek of Absajan Goyim is to only count the bigger one. It came in the edge of the Kibbe Kulal Es Nami Mitzvah Smoyer. And since we're saying that at the end of the day, the Mitzvah Seyev Kibbe incorporates within it also the Mitzvah Seyev Moira, which means everything on the list, the things which are Moira are also covered, and the things which are covered are covered. Ba'cheir l'mashkei, right? So it includes everything that's on the list of Moira, plus everything that's on the list of Kibbut. All that's nikkel in the Mitzvah Seyev Kibbut. But like a nafkamin b'asei the Moira, which means there's no nafkamina practically for Moira, everyday lavar, l'mashtei esen. Except that sometimes the Torah gives you two esen, you know, to be mechazik, you're going to be over twice. But whenever there's a case like that, Sajid Goin, there's minyan on mitzvahs only counted as one. So Achash, when I said, keep it loyal, then it's the edge of the Moira. So I understand, once he counted Kovit, he should not have counted Moira as a seven mitzvah say. Which is the Shmaka Kasha in the concept of minyan on mitzvahs. But what we want from this is we're going to see the Vaitas.
You need to take notes, it's true.
We'll get to the events. Straight.